Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
He sounds a little bit like Mickey Mouse.
He's like James LeRoy.
Hello, this is James LeRoy.
You were listening to Foul Monkeys. Today is Tuesday. September. Tuesday. No, today's Wednesday.
Oh, it says, I said today. Oh. Look at me trying to help and I'm fucking it up.
September 18th.
Correct.
2013.
Correct.
Episode 513.
Wow.
I know.
Lots of teens.
And I wasn't even prepared for this.
We should have recorded on Friday for Friday the 13th.
We could have. We were actually supposed to record this weekend, but busy lives.
Yeah.
It's coming towards the end of the summer. We don't, you know, we need to get every bit of sunshine we can inside of us.
And as everyone in the room knows, Pride 48 wore us the fuck
out.
Oh
my God, so tired.
So yes, we haven't recorded since Pride 48, but I think almost, if not, Jimmy Bear. I think we have at least one person, if not two, that were not there for Pride 48.
Right.
However, that episode has been out, and now you have, so you've experienced the joy that we experience.
Toppy Smelly, we actually started a minute early. It was an executive decision made by Waylon.
Well, why not? There's no one on the stream.
Right.
We were ready.
Might as well. We're so excited. We're going to talk about Pride 48. Poop and periods today.
Yes, because when asking our listeners what we wanted that you wanted us to talk about, the only responses were butter from the German South African and Melinda. I do think someone below us is smelling
pot. Marijuana,
is smelling
right?
Pot, yeah.
Okay.
Butter, periods, and poop.
Right.
That pretty much is
that
all,
really ties in our show altogether.
I do think that every other episode is probably about one of those three. Sometimes together, like sometimes it's periods on
and butter.
You know, sometimes it's periods and poop.
Oh, Luke said that is really strong.
Yeah,
like
they're probably on the back porch.
Oh,
probably. They're probably watching the rain and getting high.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Luke said he gave a suggestion. I don't remember. You didn't. Where'd you put it?
Where'd you put it on Twitter? Because you had a long conversation that I did not go through.
Oh, yeah. I think it was on Twitter. Let me take a look. Luke Miller and his wonderful show.
Oh.
Who and what?
Right. Right. Well, I did win, speaking of that, in Pride 48, Luke and the Instant Gratification podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Who they were one of the newest podcasts there.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple new podcasts, but they were definitely, it was their first time. They're new to Pride 48 in the last year, and they were definitely the youngest podcast in attendance, which is also exciting because you have some grandpas that podcast.
Me! Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Online!
And then you have like these youngins.
18-year-olds.
And they hate being called youngins because technically they're not that much younger than, say, Bradley James LeRoy. However, they sure kind of...
They're like about it. 10 or 11 years younger than me, I believe. Aren't they like in their early 20s? Something around there?
Yeah. Luke, you what? You're 23, 24? Nothing older than that, I believe. But they were a joy to meet in person.
Oh, yeah, they were fun.
Luke is definitely as hot as we all knew for our hashtag spit roast.
I wish I could be 23 with those eyes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, his co-hosts.
Oh, he's 26.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's 10 years younger than me.
He's actually technically older than Bradley.
Oh.
No, Bradley was 27 in November.
Oh, okay.
So they're the same damn age. So, hey.
So he's going to be 28 this November?
No, he'll be 27.
He'll be 27.
In November, yeah. But they're all attractive.
Oh.
Like all of them.
Yeah.
Even the girls. Like they were all like cute and stuff. My favorite memory of them has to be when the Foul Monkey hosting of the suite in which you were absent from.
Which one?
The official one that was followed by their...
Oh, I showed up, but the last...
You like showed up for 15. Someone else's time.
Oh, well, at least I showed up.
No, that's not how that game works. However, my favorite thing from that is at some time in there, we were still playing Truth or Dare.
Oh, I was in there when they started it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then Hendrix said, my dare is to have the virgin lick chocolate icing off of your sexy calves.
Right.
And she did.
And you said... Okay.
Okay. And then I think we went to do my interstitial or listen to a podcast, I think, or Big Silly Homo. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. You came in at the end of it because I had to go downstairs. We had to go downstairs. I think that was before Big Silly Homo, where Bradley was in drag, I believe. Anyway, It doesn't really matter at that point.
It's all a blur, really.
It is. It is.
Well, did you really, did you expect anything more than from me to be late or not show up at all?
No.
No, not at all.
No, I think you met expectations
by actually showing up to things.
No, I think you met expectations by not doing anything more or less than the previous 2 years.
I think I did a little bit more. Definitely not less.
No, I think you were definitely around in these social settings more. Mm-hmm. So there, your presence was there more, though your presence still wasn't there during other people's actual shows. Because
sometimes I was upstairs listening.
Or you'd come in like 15 minutes left of their show.
I'm sorry all about me. I'm trying to get there on time. I think we're at lunch or something.
Yeah, that one was hard to get to because I think that we were late to, I don't remember why, for theirs. I think they were the first one, though, weren't they? I think maybe on Saturday.
Right.
Which is always...
Not like, the good one.
Like PMIC. Mm-hmm. They, you know, that first slot's hard, even though that was the first day. And so they didn't probably have as many people as they could have, though they had a really nice audience. Mm-hmm. But that's always a hard spot when everyone's been drinking up all night, or you actually got up to go breakfast with Big Fatty.
I think next year we're going to do it right after Big Fatty.
That's already Cocktails and Cream Puffs and or Ramble Redhead.
Oh, I thought they did that Sunday.
I don't know. Oh, they did that Sunday. So that was always Ramble Redhead, Donna Sugars.
Well, tradition can be broken.
Ooh, girl. You got she-mail. I don't know if I would mind that, actually, to get the actual show out
over
of the way.
And the most listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, though. Everyone left during Big Fatties this year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because we went up to open up the suite. Someone was even like, I can't believe that like everyone did a mass exodus for Big Fatties. Because everyone stayed actually for both the pink carpet and the opening show.
Right. So that's like 3 hours of
sitting
there without a drink.
But it was a great time. Mm-hmm. I still think that though it was great to see everyone and great to meet new people, I still can't believe that we had an international person come from Germany, literally come to Pride 48 mainly to see us.
Right. It's though crazy.
He had a great time meeting everyone else, but the fact that we were the catalyst is still a little mind-boggling.
Validation.
Yeah.
That is complete validation.
Correct. And my favorite thing about that was the gentleman next to me at breakfast who said, "So, I do listen to your show. And do you think that this will validate Ricky enough to shut him up for the next year? Or how long do you think this one will last?" And we're like, let's give it 2 months. A year is a little long.
I actually enjoyed, I hung out with Hendrik a lot the whole time we were there. So he was actually pretty nice. And we like walked the strip by ourselves one day because I think it was Friday before everybody got there and all that good stuff. So he's actually a really cool person.
Oh, he's fascinating to talk to. And oddly shy.
He's very shy.
Yeah. But he's been great to talk to. Great to talk to.
He said he'll be back next year.
Yes. And he may be coming to our wedding cruise.
So I get to see him for another week.
I know. So maybe their validation.
In like less than 6 months.
So your validation may last a year.
It could possibly last a year.
By the time we're going to be like, Ricky, shut the fuck up. You'll get to see him.
I'll be like, can we get another international listener, please?
Well, we have other international listeners. Is whether or not
can we get them to come to
a
us?
Visit from another international. Right. Yeah. Now,
RT Cruiser came all the way from Australia.
He did, but
I don't know if he listens to us though.
He didn't have enough time really to see us because he was like here literally the day we all got back from Pride 48, and we were all sleeping. Mm-hmm. Granted, he was off visiting everything, and then He also told me on Facebook that his trip in Chicago is way too short because it's like there's a lot of shit to see here if you've never been. So next time he comes, maybe even next year, he's going to go longer. So we should get to spend time with him. But also, I'm really jealous of Turnip Head and David because they are going to Hawaii to see Kyle.
Dead to me.
Dead to you. I'm not going to be hateful. I want to be envious. I want to bask in the envy that they're going to Hawaii, right? First of all. Second of all, that they're getting to see Kyle in Hawaii.
Has he ever met in person any podcasters? I know he comes to the mainland all the time.
I don't know. Turnip Head, you're in the room. Have you actually physically met Kyle in Hawaii? Or was this be your... Will he be breaking your cherry, your meeting cherry? Either way, he's dreamy. He's probably the closest thing to not being an international foreigner that we probably could get a visit. Because you don't need a passport to visit him, obviously.
We would go visit him instead.
But it's probably still as expensive to go see him.
It probably is.
As it is to go see Hendrick.
We can all go to Australia or whatever. So Pride 48 was... there was a bunch of people there this year. It was a lot of fun. Everyone got along. The two great things about this was we had the two group social things. We had the pizza party and the breakfast.
Yep.
And that made a big difference this year.
And the boxer party was an official event instead of just being two amazing people's.
And I showed up in my boxers. I can't believe it.
Nice, nice. I didn't win anything this year, but I think everyone who won something deserved the actual awards they won because there were some very daring. There were some amazing packages.
And the Canadians have awesome packages. I'm just going to say that.
It's the foreigners.
Right. Last year, one of the Canadians had their package on my forehead, like on top of my head. It didn't happen this year, but it was amazing.
Which foreigner had their package on your head?
The North Mexican. Turnip Head.
Oh, he had your package on your head?
I was sitting on the step, and he lifted up and just plopped it down on my head.
I'm actually kind of sad for his package.
It liked it.
Do you know, did you hear, speaking of people's packages from last year versus this year, the first thing I said to Wes is that I was most sad that Country Boy Wes wasn't wearing his kilt because I wasn't going to feel the heat from his hot, sweaty balls on my leg this year because he wasn't wearing the kilt.
Right.
What'd he do? Oh, yeah. He basically pulled out his pants and sat on my knee so that I could feel it this year.
Okay.
I was like, well, thanks for not letting me down.
I didn't get that.
We didn't ask.
True.
So
very
let's
true.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You didn't do any. Did you do anything special? I know we went with the whole group to go see Divas, which wasn't the whole group, but it was a nice large
group
from Pride 48, and that show was actually really entertaining.
I heard it was good.
Hendrick said
he liked it.
Yeah, I was really sad that we didn't get to see Coco Montrese from RuPaul because she was on vacation. But everyone, it was a quality drag show. Very envious of some of the dresses. Yeah, it was nice.
I didn't go to that. I don't think I did anything. I didn't do anything special. I did win money. That was awesome.
Oh, they're talking about strawberry starfish in the in the chat
room.
No one
saw my strawberry starfish. Wasn't even close.
Luke asked why it was red.
It's pink.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually, I'm not going to go there because I don't want to.
I know there's.
I think
I think I know some of the things I'm that sure you could.
We'll have to talk about that offline.
I heard some stories I don't think some people really wanted stories to be heard. Because, you know, when you have your, like, it won't pass my lips, but I'll sure listen to whatever you got to tell me.
Yeah.
Right. did you do anything fun and exciting outside of Pride 48 this year?
Went to In-N-Out Burger.
I actually didn't. We did not get to go this year.
Oh, it was so good.
Instead, we went to the one place that everyone else decided for that I was not. Del Taco.
Oh, I like Del Taco. I like their fries.
I could do without it. Like.
No, you didn't really like it?
But I'm not a big Taco Bell fan, so the idea of like lowbrow tacos does not appeal to me.
It's higher than Taco Bell.
Either way, it is diarrhea-inducing food.
Ooh, did you make it in the hotel on time?
No, I pooped at Walmart because we went to Walmart to get to get cider.
Walmart, that's like the worst place to poop.
And it was disgusting.
Oh, did you even sit down?
Well, I clean it first.
You know what? I went to Sears one time and their bathroom was fucking disgusting. I shit in the trash can.
What?
I squatted it and I shit in the trash can.
What?
It was that nasty. No. And I had no problems with it.
No.
Yes.
I will, if it's too dirty, I'll actually wait, go to the sink, wet down paper towel, wash it, dry it. No. There's no shitting over. What if someone would come in the room?
I was in the, I took the trash can into the handicap stall.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I had to go.
Oh my God.
I could have went into the women's bathroom, but I didn't think that was appropriate. See, we're talking about poop.
I saw someone poop in a urinal once because there was a line and they're like, I've got to go. It's an emergency. And it's like, no.
How do you get past the embarrassment of that?
Well,
at least mine was private.
I don't know. I think it's one of those moments, if you've ever had it, where it's either it is happening in my pants or somewhere outside of my pants. It's going to go outside of my pants. I have knocked on doors before and said, could you hurry up?
Oh.
And then I've had a debate with them. And I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but if you don't hurry up,
I'm going to spray fart all over you.
There is going to be a mess, and I would rather us not deal with this. And one of them was a homeless guy who then gave me a lecture on how I had a home to poop in. And I'm like, I may have a home to poop in, but I have to poop right now.
Right.
And you can come back into this as soon as I'm done. But, you know, it is what it is. So anyone in the chat room or any listeners, you should call, email, let us know. Have you ever pooped in a place that was inappropriate or any interesting stories around that?
I pooped in the ocean.
Oh, I've done that before too.
It was pretty relieving. It kind of felt nice.
I think we've talked about it before.
Was it like a douche?
Hi! I think we've talked about it before, or maybe it was someone showing Pride 48. But I have totally, in road trips and college back from school to home, in between the cornfields where there's no bathrooms, I've had diarrhea and had to stop, went to the middle of the cornfield with my McDonald's napkins that I always kept a pack just in case, and did it right in the middle of the cornfield.
Did you take your pants off so you wouldn't get poop on them?
No, I was very good at angling and squatting and was also very careful.
That's supposed to be the natural way we're supposed to poop. It's just a squat.
I know, the squatty potty.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of squatty potty and talking about poop, did you see the link that I posted on the Foul Monkeys Facebook page?
About the schmittens?
Yes.
Or shittens?
Shittens. First of all, the little video tagline song is
all about
hilarious.
Me got them. They have them.
My stepfather loves them so much that he's going to buy them for us all for Christmas. And my mother is also buying that poopery, that spray, because someone bought it at their work. And apparently it does actually work.
Thank you. So the schmitten or shitten, it like goes all over your whole hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your whole hand's wet from the inside? Because it's like a wet wipe, right? Shaped like a glove?
I don't know if it's actually wet or not. I just know that it's meant to guard your hand from getting brown.
I can't say I've really had that issue. I'm pretty good at aiming at them.
Yeah. Brad is back from his drag rehearsal, and he brought us all cookies from Subway.
Holy shit, it's hot. Okay, there's a story in that in itself.
Did you run?
No. It's just fucking warm as shit. It's humid. That's what it is.
And it's storming like a motherfucker outside, so...
Did you hear the lightning and the thunder? Did you hear that? I mean, the chair?
Yeah, we had to close half our windows, unfortunately, because of the rain.
Yeah, no, it stopped raining now.
Oh.
It's
just lightning really bad.
Then you talk about what's going on while I open these windows again.
Yeah. So there is while I left the call, right next door is the Subway, and oh my God, it pissed me off. So I was like, hey, I'm just here to, I just need to grab some cookies. They're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, can I get 3 white chocolate macadamia and 3 peanut butter?
You can only get 2 and 2.
That's not true. Well, they do 3
hold
and 3.
On. Hold on. I'm like, are you serious? Because it's a total of 6 cookies.
That's 2, 2, and 2.
2, 2, and 2. Right. and then he was like, no, you can only get 2 and 2. And then our the older Indian woman that's there all the time, she was there and she's trying to explain to him like, no, it's fine. Just ring it up as 6. And he was just like, no. And I'm like, fine. Can I have two white chocolate macadamias, two peanut butter, and a pair that's one peanut butter and one white chocolate macadamia? No, they are. And I'm like, fuck you. Can I
just only want to sell them in pairs of like the same cookie?
Yes. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So well, I bought two chocolate chip, two peanut butter, and two macadamias. So
that's so stupid.
Right?
Oh, hi, everyone. Snap. It's thundering.
Hi, chat room.
So we're just talking about Pride 48. We talked about Hendrick. Is there anything that you want to talk about that you enjoy?
I
know. We just opened three windows and it probably dropped 10 degrees right. easily to a comfortable, manageable temperature.
Oh my God.
Feels good.
I think the best thing that I liked about it, I enjoyed actually bringing Amanda there. I thought that was fun. It was her first time traveling, which was an interesting experience.
Everyone loved Amanda.
Amanda's beautiful. But yeah, it was, I think, you know, we didn't really talk about that at all. And before you, but I think that it was really interesting, you know, cause there are, I'm sure, other drag queens that listen too. And I think it's nice to see different perspectives because Donna's definitely her own queen that cannot be compared to and or replaced or anything because she's amazing and fabulous. And then you have...
Who is the host of next year's Pride 48.
Yes. And then you have Joey/Medea, who is a drama queen and, you know, center of attention and was Miss Buffalo. So, again, a very different kind of drag queen. And then you have kind of Amanda Lynn, who doesn't have... You know, Amanda Lynn's not a podcast personality.
Face, beauty, face.
Oh,
still learning.
mm-hmm. Working on my eyebrows still.
So did you send in the email so you're going to be the host of the pink carpet next year?
I don't
know. Because I sent it for you.
You did?
Yes.
You sent one.
I did not. I will.
You sent one on my behalf? I don't know. We don't need to discuss this on this show right now.
By the way, does my mic sound weird or anything? Because I've turned it in a situation where I've actually made it. Yeah, I don't hit the cord.
Maybe we should all do that.
Yeah, you.
I haven't hit it actually.
No, but you definitely should try that. It actually looks nicer. It kind of looks professional compared.
You know what I really liked about Pride 48? Those things they clapped onto the side and you could pull it down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
That was nice.
Yes.
Those are Joey's, I thought, right?
I think so.
I wonder how much those are.
A lot of money.
Oh, well, if it's more than $10, sorry.
Turnip Head said, James LeRoy, we didn't get our private pukey bonding time this year.
No.
Oh, no.
Because all my drinking time was taken up to paint my face.
Jimmy Bear asked, so if you brought Amanda, why didn't Fatty bring Poodle?
No, I don't know.
I think Poodle did come out a few times. Poodle McDoodle.
I think, well, Poodle McDoodle was actually on the first show. Mm-hmm. Just played by someone differently.
Right.
Toppy Smelly says, I couldn't help but notice the cleavage on Amanda Lynn. And
you
I will
have
say,
like some awesome cleavage.
I will say that is cleavage wise, that is all me. I just shadow it. And everything else is filled in the bra. But I'm such a fleshy chest that I can push them together and make it look like I've got big, big old tits.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle bitties. and then Ricky wants to try to motorboat him, but then I told him, I'm like, you do
no,
that and you'll
makeup
fuck up
on him.
I'm like, you fuck my makeup up.
I didn't get to motorboat anybody.
You'd also
year.
Get a black eye because his tits are hard as hell shot. Because they're made of birdseed.
When Donna Sugars pulled out her boob and it looked like one of those really huge baking
Footballs?
Potatoes that you get like at one of the specialty stores, I was like, holy,
it's like a 20 pound potato.
I love how they started throwing them. But also funny. Joey's couldn't keep hers up.
I was like, ooh, you're a saggy girl.
It's all about D. Thanks for posting that picture. That's actually one of my favorite pictures of Amanda Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Amanda Lynn does have a performance this weekend. It is a salute to the silver screen, so it's all songs for movies.
Yes.
Preferably, and majorityly, they're wanting, that's not a word I know, songs from the original version of the song from the movie, though there may be some... exceptions here and there, since there are some remake songs that are better than the original.
So silver screen as in like from the 20s all the way up?
No,
or
just
like
movies. Just movies.
Just movies in
yeah,
general.
No
not
TV,
time period.
Just movies. Yeah, not time period.
Oh, okay.
Though Bradley is not
what
doing anything period. We almost did, but I don't think
we're talking about periods.
Kind of. A different kind of period.
Not a bloody one.
I'm
no.
Think, what are my songs?
One of them is from Scott Pilgrim, and the other one...
No, nope, it's not a period piece. It's modern. Both are modern.
James Bond.
I'm doing.
Are you singing Adele's?
That you'll just have to come and see.
Is it starts at 10?
It starts at 9:30.
9:30. Well, 10:30.
No, no.
Drag queen time.
9:30.
He performed this last weekend with Vivian in the Hubris show as their pre-show with a comedian and a singing duo.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
It was fun.
He did a, they did a new duet, which was Wickeder from Forbidden Broadway, which was really funny.
If you guys are familiar at all with the Wicked show, which Ricky, you soon will be, yeah?
October 31st, I'm going.
Your first time.
Mm-hmm. You're going on Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. The Wicked show, they're obviously the two original casts were Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel. Well, the Forbidden Broadway people basically poke fun at both of them during the whole show, and it's so, or during this number called Wickeder, and it's just so funny. And so Vivian and I, my drag sister and I, decided to do it, and we didn't plan it.
They decided
we
the
pulled
same
it
day.
Out. We pulled it out that morning, and I'm like, "Do you know this?" Because we were talking about a song that I didn't necessarily know too well, and I wasn't really comfortable going out and doing it.
I was a little worried,
and yeah, I mean,
some people do that anyway. I've noticed
it was a mess.
Yes,
some people aren't in the show that do that now. I mean, so not because of that. They're long story. Anyway, I'm teasing. Not like anybody listens.
Pause.
Apparently,
pause.
The library wasn't open in Vegas, but it sure as fuck here. Now.
I want to say hello, DeAndre.
What's up, my black girl?
And Brenda
who
Boo.
Is in Vegas right now?
No, No. You didn't read his
Brenda Boo.
You didn't read his updates. He was dropping a friend off at the airport who was going to
get
Vegas.
It together. Then get it right.
Because not only did you do hashtag rude, I did. Rainbow Redhead did, and I think maybe even several other people were not pleased. But then he quickly. Quickly corrected it.
Anyway, so we were doing the
Daniel Brewer is actually
what
listening to our show live.
He's judging us right now.
Oh, did you?
Daniel,
oh,
judging Daniel. Our audience. No, Daniel, we have your headphones.
We have your headphones, Daniel.
I thought they were Ricky's, but they clearly say Daniel Brewer on the top of them.
We'll need to contact you and get
we'll
those
give them
to you
next year.
We'll get some use out of them. No, going back to the show. So it was we did Hubris is this theater production company that's here, and they are using the call space to kind of do their drag stuff. And so and the last they did it last week, and they're going to do it again after this Saturday, next Saturday. What was I gonna say? Oh, and so we're doing the kind of the same thing, but I have a new number. We're still working on what we're doing as a duet together, but I have a new solo number that I have a new solo number that I'm going to do that it's going to be off the shit, and you'll love it. So you have to come next Saturday.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, next Saturday. Not, at the Hubris show. Not this Saturday, show. But next Saturday. Yep.
Not
this Saturday. Coming Saturday.
No.
You'll come
the Saturday after.
Both. You'll come both.
Oh.
Yeah, this weekend's the normal drag show.
Okay.
And he already has that stuff set. But he's also still doing the pre-show for the Hubris production.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he gets to try out new stuff. And he's found a brand new one that doesn't fit in a theme yet, but he wants to do it. That is a really fun song.
I want you to do a Beth Hart song.
You could. And okay. Hubris time is a good one to do.
Uh-huh. Can I pick one and you can do it?
No.
Yes.
Give me three and I'll choose one.
Yes.
Do you want, like, rock song or do you want, like... Ballad.
I'm a mandolin. I can do what the fuck I want.
He has. There are too many torch slow songs.
Okay.
So fast rock songs or fast songs, I think, are honestly better,
especially for the pre-show.
Yeah.
It's really we're there to basically warm people up for.
Okay.
But there are no lack of rocks or of slow songs.
Daniel Brewer has actually purchased a jacket with patches.
Hot damn.
And you didn't bring it to Vegas?
He probably did it after Vegas. Because he just told me that we should bring it in person.
Oh.
I am feeling very validated. It's all about D. It's going to be...
It's all about the D. The dick.
We were talking about how long I will be validated for since Hendrik came all the way from Germany to see us.
That's some 17-hour round trip.
We guess
Leyland
kind
says
of
about 3 months.
3 months. But then we're like, maybe he can last six because Hendrik is coming to our wedding. Which is about 6 months away. So then maybe he could last a year without bitching.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm,
and then I said, can we get some more international listeners to come see us next year? Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.